You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Now, one of my favorite parts of the show, what we call the Marketplace Quiz. That's when we ask people in the spotlight questions about work and money and what they've learned. And this one's for the indie music fans. Here's producer Haley Hirschman with this week's guest.
Hi, I'm Connor Oberst. I'm a folk singer.
What is something you bought that you now completely regret buying?
Probably a gym membership, you know? I mean, and you'd think that I don't go, but it's really because, like, I'm so naturally, like, buff that it's just, like, I don't need it. It's a waste of money.
Obviously. You know what I mean?
It's like, clearly I don't need to be gone here.
When did you realize that being a musician could be an actual career?
I've been playing music since I was, like, 13 years old. But I never thought of it. I was always like, well, you still got to go to college and you still have to go find a real job. And then I dropped out of college after like three semesters when I was 20 or something. And then started really touring full time. And even then I was like, okay, this is going to like last a certain period of time. And then I will have to get a real job. That was like 2000 was like Fevers and Mirrors, this Bright Eyes record we made, and then we made this one Lifted in like 2002. After that, it was kind of like apparent that people were going to pay me money to play music for a while. I don't know. So far, so good. So we'll see.
So do you still have that feeling in the back of your head like this might end anytime?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's getting weirder and harder for, you know, as everyone knows, for musicians to make a living. I'm very lucky, but...
Yeah, well, what do you mean by getting weirder?
Well, just no one pays for music anymore. You know, you can buy a t-shirt or you can go to a show, and that definitely helps. But no one really pays. You know, if you think about, like, the idea of, like, everyone paid, like, whatever, $10 for a record, and then however many records they bought a year, and now they pay $10 once and get all the records. So, like, the math doesn't... is not going to ever add up for the artist. The way I look at it is it's like a reflection of like the general economy where like the middle class is shrinking. So you'll have like huge superstars and then you'll have like a million baby bands that are like on Bandcamp and just like releasing their own stuff, which is great. But like the actual like middle class of musicians that like aren't like millionaires, but they're like making the best music that needs to be made that like have recording budgets and have like a little bit of promotion, like the kind of music I like, those artists are all like vanishing like fast. And that's, I think that's what's upsetting about the situation.
What is your most prized possession?
Okay, so there's this carousel horse that's in like the living room of my house that's like on a pole, you know, like sitting up there. It's from an old amusement park in Omaha called Peeny Park, which is long been torn down. It used to be in my grandparents' house in their basement, and like when we were kids we would always like sit on it and stuff. It has like an 80 pound weight limit, by the way, so if you come to my house, don't try to get on it. A lot of people do when they're drunk, but it was in their house, and then when they sold their house, my dad like took it out of there, and then when I finally bought my house that I live in, my dad kind of like surprised me and like put it up in my living room like when I was out of town. And I think that's probably my favorite like material possession I have, I guess.
What was your first job?
I was a janitor when I was like 15. And during the summer, I was a janitor at Creighton University in Omaha. The Riggy Science Center is one of the buildings there. And I was a janitor for the summer, like mopping the floors and all that stuff. But there was like really no one there in the summer, so mostly like me and my couple friends that worked there would like hide our mop buckets and then like eat acid and go to the student center and play video games. Yeah, that was a good way to make money.
Why'd you give that up?
I know. Yeah, it's actually a really good question. I should still be doing that. That'd be amazing.
What advice do you wish someone had given you before you started your career?
Well, I would say, you know, we kind of grew up in a weird little enclave subculture of like, you know, everything was like militant, like punk rock, indie rock, DIY culture. And so, like, as all our bands and our labels and all our friends got into the music industry, we, like, said no to, like, so much stuff that now when I think back, I'm like, man, why did I say no to that? I probably could be, like, more rich and famous if I hadn't, like, said no to a bunch of, like, things that were, like, easy to do. You know, at the time, it felt like we were, like, sticking it to the man, but really, it's like everyone's the man. We're living inside the man. You know, I'm not saying you should do, like, anything that makes you money if you don't, like, if it's upsetting to your soul. It's like putting your song in a car commercial or something. It's like, back in the day, that was, like, so uncool. And now it's like when I hear my friends' songs in the car commercial, I'm like, happy for them. You know, that means like M Ward's kids getting like nice Christmas presents this year. And like someone's buying a house somewhere. You know, Jim James has a new lawnmower now. So stuff like that, I feel like is like things that were maybe foolish back in my early career.
Connor Oberst's new album, Salutations, is out now.
Drinking, breathing, writing, singing. I'm on the clock. My mind races with all my longings, but can't keep.